And we welcome you back in here at 93.3 Power FM Radio, WXLN Radio. If you're just joining us, you missed a great first quarter if you're a Rocket, and a miserable first quarter if you're a Collins fan. Shelby County up 14-0 after two long touchdown runs, one by Manica and one by Davis. And Shelby County's got the ball at about the 44-yard line. Drain gets it, hands it off to Manica. No, he fakes it. This time, little option, pitches it to Perry. Didn't get any blocking on that one, and he's going to go down at about the 40-yard line. Maybe a gain of one. That play took a lot of time to develop. Drain tucked the ball on a fake handoff to Manica and came out rolling around to the right and pitched it off to Perry, which, you know, everything looked good. The tuck, you know, the run and pitching, you know, pitching it off is good. You know, he didn't have a fumble. Nice looking ball when he pitched it. Unfortunately, Shelby County wasn't able to hold their blocks over here on the edge, and then Collins sniffed that out and was able to stop him for a short, you know, short gain, 1 yard. Going to bring up third and 11. Drain with Manica behind him. Perry and Davis offset to outside. Two wide receivers. Catlett going across the middle. Drain is looking for a deep ball and a little miscommunication. You had Michael Perry running out over there, but Perry kind of stopped and did kind of a curl in pattern, and Drain threw it as he was throwing the go route. Closest player over there was the Collins defensive back, and he was about 6 yards away. That was a good looking throw. There just wasn't anybody there.
Yeah, and that was a big stop by Collins. You don't want to go down 21-0, of course, but you want to give your offense a chance here. If the offense can come out, get some positive momentum, you're in this game. It's 14-0 after the first quarter. You just want to get some positive momentum. Let's put some points on the board if you're Collins. If you're Shelby County, continue doing what you're doing. Shelby County, one thing, they had three sacks in that first quarter on the three possessions, so they're getting to the quarterback. Let's see if they can keep that up and that momentum going this second quarter.
And Michael Perry actually came in to punt. Wow, and he gets off a good one. That was a interesting. He bounces at about the, oh, maybe should have let that drop. Bounced at about the 19. Had a player down there. I believe that was the snapper, number 15, Colin O'Hare, a freshman, that got down there and downed the ball after a pretty good punt by Michael Perry. Devontae Chandler actually got down there and got that, but the freshman I just mentioned, Colin O'Hare, who is, he came in the long, he's a backup quarterback, came in as a long snapper, I believe, too. He was down there right behind Chandler when they downed that ball. But the ball does get downed at, where are they at there, about the 13-yard line, 14-yard line. So a pretty good punt. It was kind of an odd formation. Had Michael Perry back there instead of Edwards, who normally handles all the kicking duties. He kind of rolled to the right a little bit, took a couple steps, and then kind of almost a pooch punt, but, I mean, it was a full-power pooch punt. It was a nice spiral ball that came out. And good punt, gets them down there deep.
Well, it makes you think, as a defense, you've got Michael Perry back there punting. You've got to worry about him faking that punt every single time.
Absolutely. So we'll see if Shelby County's defense can keep doing what they've been doing or if Collins will get on track here offensively. Lucas gets the snap, hands the ball off. Now, I believe that's Connor White, who's able to hand the ball off to Connor White, who was able to sneak through a little hole and pick up a decent gain, about 8 yards, 9 yards. We'll call it second and two. Ball on the 23-yard line. Collins with three wide receivers, one running back. Drops back. Lucas, nice little ball. That's going to be picked off by Brandon Davis, who had excellent coverage on number 11 receiver Dalton Maggard. Lucas dropped back, had plenty of time, looking for number 11, Dalton Maggard. He was running a go route, it looked like. Maybe tried to do a post there at the end. Covered extremely well by Brandon Davis, number two, the junior defensive back and running back, 5'11", 165 is Davis. He's a tough kid, tough player, heady player. He's got great speed. We've talked about, we've already seen it tonight on his big touchdown run. And, I mean, he just stepped right in front of it and took the ball away. And Maggard had no chance at that one. So Shelby County will take over again, this time close to the 50. They're at the 44, so they're in good field position. They've had good field position all night to start every drive. Drain with Manica off to the right. Drain drops back to pass. He's got a man open over the middle. It's Michael Perry, caught at the 40. Breaks the tackle down to the 44. Down to the 35-yard line before he goes down. Another big play, this time passing the ball. Drain comes out, with, you know, fakes the handoff to Manica and had Perry running a post over the middle.
That was a great throw and catch. It was a great catch because it was a little bit low, and he went down and got that ball. He had a 21-yard pass. I think it was, it's one of those, that's what I like to see on first down. Don't
right.
be predictable. Come out, throw that ball, and he was wide open in the middle of the field. Great play.
Absolutely. Drain with Manica again, three receivers. Davis goes in motion. He does hand the ball off to Manica, who makes a spin right there at the line of scrimmage. I tell you, that's multiple times, four or five times now. Collins has had some guys. You see number 67 there, big Isaiah White, 6'2", 295. Him and another couple guys they've been there to hit Manica or stop him or make him move, you know, out of his comfort zone. And Manica's had to use that spin move three or four times already, but you know, he's usually been able to pick up some yards afterwards, just unable to do it this time.
Yeah, they're stuffing that middle nicely, and that's after the first quarter. Of course, the first quarter they weren't able to do that on the first couple of possessions, but if they can stop him, if you're Shelby County, you're going to have to get the ball into Perry, Davis, even Mantia's out there.
Absolutely, and Perry goes in motion. Drain turns around, hands it off to Manica, who had a nice little hole, but then it was filled up pretty quickly. Looks like Will Wade and Isaiah White was close to being in on that tackle for Collins. Actually, no, that was Jalen Stone, big senior off defensive lineman, 6'3", 234. Big defensive end, and Jalen, I've known Jalen for a few years now. He's a big kid, nice kid, though, but, I mean, tremendous football player. He knows what he's doing out there, defensive end. That's going to bring up third down and five, 9:20 to go. Rockets up 14-0. Drain gets the ball, hands it off to Manica. No, I'm sorry, he was able to keep that. Drain goes around to the right, pitches it to Perry, who came around behind him. Perry able to dodge a tackler or two and turn to maybe a one-yard gain into about a three-yard gain. See where they mark it down at. Gets it down to about the 26.
I wonder if you're Shelby County, there's no question. It's fourth and two is what they're going to call it. You've got to go for it here. It'd be a
absolutely,
long field
yeah.
goal.
Yeah, he's not even entertaining the idea of anything other than going for it. The Drain has Manica right behind him. Brandon Davis closest to us, split out wide. Perry is in the slot, and Keyshawn Catlett up the other top of the field. Going to have an illegal procedure, I believe. Yep. Flag thrown. Nope, timeout called. Thought they were throwing a flag, but Shelby County called the timeout. They're going to think about it. We'll return after a quick break. And fourth and one.
Streaming online 24/7 at WXLNradio.com. This is Hometown Radio, Power 93.3 WXLN LP Shelbyville.
And we welcome you back in from that timeout. Shelby County, Coach Todd Shipp, we wanted to take a timeout and think about it. And I guess he thought a little bit harder this time than originally, because Josh Edwards is now out there going to attempt a field goal instead of going for it on fourth and one like they originally lined up to do. You're looking at about a 43. Looks like Drain has got his knee down at the 33-yard line. So a 43-yard field goal attempt by Josh Edwards coming on. This would put them up 17-0. Snap. Hold. That looks good. Plenty of distance. And I believe it went through. No, it went wide right just a tad. It's hard to tell from this vantage point up here. 43-yard field goal attempt, wide right, no good. Edwards misses on the field goal chance to move up 17-0. But you talk about the leg strength of Edwards, you saw it there. I mean, that ball would have been good from 53 yards. That was easily had the distance. Just a little bit off.
You got a lot of confidence in his kicker to do that. I was thinking about it. It's fourth and one. They have stuffed Manica the last several times, so I guess that was Coach Shipley's thinking. See if they can put three on the board to go up 17-0, but it's 14-0. Collins gets the ball.
Let's see what Lucas can do this time. He's got two backs beside him. He hands the ball off this time to, I believe that was Roseberry again that came through there. Let's see where they mark it. He got the ball handed off, runs up the middle, gets a few yards, gets out to about the 23-yard line. And that was actually number 28, Leland Cardwell ran that one, not Roseberry.
Roseberry has not been in. I don't know if he's hurt
as
or
I wonder
not,
maybe
I haven't
if he's injured.
Seen him.
Say Cardwell's got the last couple carries. Lucas gets the snap, hands the ball off, this time to number one, Connor White. Again, he gets around to the right side and gets a couple of yards, maybe a yard or two, before Malik Manica was able to put a wallop on him. And, yes, that was senior cornerback / running back tonight, Connor White on the run. That'll bring up third and we'll call it medium long, third and seven. Collins really needs the first down here. You know, they need to get some momentum, get the chains moving, and show that they, you know, kind of make themselves, you know, a presence.
You can see the difference in the speed of Shelby County versus Collins, and when you don't have Roseberry in there, it's a big difference.
Absolutely. Lucas gets the snap, takes a three-step drop, and he hits Cardwell, who kind of came around to the right side, was sitting wide open, just kind of runs out of the flats and sits there, and a little screen pass gets it, but it's going to be come up short. It's going to be fourth down. He may have got about 6 yards on that, needed seven. Yeah, we'll call it fourth and one and a half, maybe fourth and two.
It's going to be a great field position once again for the Rockets. The Perry is going to line up just probably, looks probably around
just
the 45.
The
yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so this ball should be getting punted from about the, maybe the 17-yard line when it's kicked. Snap is good right to him. He's got a flag on the play. punted straight up in the air, received it right at the 50-yard line. Fair catch called by Michael Perry. Had a flag down. I don't know if maybe been running into the kicker. There was a couple of rockets getting close to the blocking it.
It's going to be a false start on Collins, so it's going to give an extra five.
That was a late flag for a false start. But,
or maybe not. I don't know. I heard it would look like a false start.
Yeah. But Shipley comes up there and tells him we want to decline that and let the play stand. So the ball goes out and spots at the 50. Shelby County takes over. 6:19 to go in the second quarter. We hope you're enjoying the call on Power X or Power FM, WXLN Radio 93.3. But you can also listen to us on Christian Netcast if you want to download that for your mobile device, or WXLNradio.com. Drain sends Michael Perry in motion, fakes the handoff to Manica, pitches it to Perry, who's coming around the right side. He's got a block or two, but nothing much going. He's hit right at about the, just over the 50, almost the 49. And that was number 28, Levin Cardwell in on the tackle. Stops Michael Perry.
Got a little chippy over there. Perry, I just looked at the official when he went out. The tackle kind of rode him out a little bit. Nothing real malicious or anything. But a little talking back and forth, and Perry threw a shove. Referee's over there talking to Coach Shipley, and he made him sit out this play. The referee has made him sit out this play.
Man, they're going to nip all that in the bud. They don't want anything getting too out of hand, and I don't blame them. Drain this time sends Devin Mantilla, or I'm sorry, it's Connor Dean in motion behind him. Oh, man, stiff arm by Drain, and he runs through a tackler. He gets all the way out over the 40. That's going to be a first down. Drain decided to keep it himself, tucked it and ran around to the right, comes through the B hole, which is right in between the guard and tackle. Couldn't see who it was that came up, had a good shot on him, but Drain stuck that arm out there and just went right over top of him. That was Hamilton Dave, number 88 for Collins, in on the tackle there. But not before Drain was able to pick up the first down on about 11-yard scamper.
That was a great play by Drain. I mean, that's one of those that you had the tackle. All you had to do was wrap him up, and he threw that nice.
Yeah.
It just really ran right over him.
You know, we talked about it. Drain is faster than you think he is, and he's just a good heady runner. Drain gets the pitch or gets the snap this time, fakes the handoff up the middle. Brandon Davis coming on a reverse behind him, hands it off, and Davis showing the speed and gets the sideline and almost breaks it all the way free. Just shoestring tackled all the way down about the 10-yard line. It looked like he was only going to get 6 or 7 yards, and then he hits that second gear when he hit that edge and just raced up the sideline and dang near broke it for a touchdown.
That was on the far side of the field, but he had a nice little stutter step there about 10 yards in to get some more yardage on that and very close to taking that all the way to the house for six.
Absolutely. Gets it down to, on the 14? So, you know, that was at the 39-yard line a minute ago. Gets down to the 14, 25 yards. But it looked like it was only going to be 6 or 7 yards. Shelby County moving again. 5:54 to go. They're up 14-0. Drain gets the handoff, or Dick gets the snap, hands it off to Manica, who is still going. He finally goes down. A couple of Titans get him down. Just a few yards there, but hard-earned yards. I mean, he's making Collins earn their keep on defense.
But again, there you see it. They did stuff him. He willed himself. The legs kept moving. He did get positive yardage on that. Not sure. He got 5 yards on that.
Wow.
He probably should have got only one.
Yeah,
or
he was hit him. He was hit immediately, right. So he just, you know, like you mentioned, he keeps his legs moving, and he's such a strong young man. It takes more than one person to get him down. So second and five. Drain sends Davis in motion. Davis goes back around the other side. Ball was handed off to Manica, and there he goes again just bowling over people. He's like a bowling ball knocking pins down, and I believe he's in for a touchdown from 9 yards out. He is, and that's a touchdown, Shelby County. Malik Manica again, 9-yard touchdown run. And again, we talked about he's being hit, you know, soon after getting the handoff. He was hit 2 yards after crossing the line of scrimmage. I think he took his first shot right there about the 6 or 7 yard line, knocks that guy down, gets hit by two more players, and just keeps on chugging in. And next thing you know, the ref's arms are going up. There's a touchdown. 20-0, and Edwards comes off for the extra point, make it 21-0.
Nice play set up by Brandon Davis, getting to the outside, getting that big 25, 26-yard gain, and then Manica just took over, got the hard-earned yards, and again, took about 3 or 4 hits there, but just gets in the end zone to put the Rockets up 21-0.
Right, and Edwards, you just said, you just talked about it, Edwards' extra point is good, he's going to make it 21-0. We'll take a quick station timeout, and we'll come back, and Shelby County be kicking off to Collins.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
While a cow eats 25 pounds of hay each day, a Case IH round baler can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. And while cattle only have one job to do, a Maxim Series tractor has 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for every other job you need to get done, count on Case IH equipment. Visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville or caseih.com/livestock. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
And we welcome you back to Robert Doyle Stadium, home of the Rockets. And those Rockets are really starting to blow the doors off this thing, 21-0. I know it's a lot of ball game left. Anything can happen, but they are looking good now. They're kicking off after the Manica's second touchdown run of the night. Josh Edwards, deep boot, and that one almost hits the bottom of the goalpost. It's about 7 yards deep in the end zone. That's going to be a touchback. Lucas and the Titans will come out on their own 20. 5:06 to go in the second quarter.
Well, and Roseberry still isn't in there, and that's a big loss. I don't, again, no word on what the situation is with Nashawn Roseberry. Of course, as mentioned in the pregame, 305 yards rushing. Last week, you saw him on a couple plays early where you could see that speed.
Right.
And it's just totally changed the complexion. You've got Leland Cardwell in there. He's only had 101 rushing yards on the year. He's more of a kind of a fullback doing the running back right now. And that speed, it's going to be tough for Collins
sure.
The rest of the night.
You're right. And we hate to Shelby County to just jump off sides there. Good hard count by Lucas. Was able to get, who was that that jumped off? Drew Mack has quietly had a very, very good season and had a good night tonight already. He's had a couple of nice stops, but jumped the gun a little bit there and jumped off sides. It could be a 5-yard penalty. Makes it first down and 5 for Collins. And you talk about, you know, you hate to see injuries in any sport, any level of sport, but especially in high school, you know, the younger kids and especially, I know they're crosstown rivals, but they're still local kids and people you want to see do good. You don't want to see them injured. And Collins, as we mentioned, has already had several key injuries. You know, they just can't really afford to lose any more players. Lucas gets the snap, pitches it to, I believe that's Connor White, and he's breaking tackles. He's up to the 40, over the 40, gets down to about the 43 before a very nasty-looking tackle. And I'm not sure who that was. I believe that was Tyler Drain coming up from his safety position. And, yes, it was number 12, Tyler Drain, who some people don't realize he plays safety on defense. And I'm telling you, he's a headhunter out there. I've seen him put some nasty licks on people this year.
That's the first down for Collins at 4:57 remaining
wow.
in the second quarter.
That was a big run there. I believe that was Connor White that took the little pitch from Lucas. It was a low snap. Lucas did a good job getting it, and he just kind of flipped it up, almost like a granny shot in basketball. Lucas gets the ball on the snap, hands it off to number 37, Pookie Murphy. I'm sorry, I get the numbers mixed up there. You know, Pookie's a big, strong player, and he showed some toughness there because he took a massive hit as well. Shelby County, you know, known for speed on defense and all over. Well, they are laying the wood on these tackles. I mean, they are meaning business tonight.
Well, they're so quick to the ball. We're seeing the athleticism again. There's just so much speed out there. You saw Drain make that play. Even though they got a lot of yards out of it, he really stuck the kid on that play. So it's the emotion of this rivalry, and right now the emotion is on the Shelby County side. The momentum has stayed there the entire first half.
You nailed it. Lucas gets the snap, drops back. He's flush. He tucks the ball. He's got to run. He's up to the 45 before he goes down. And another big hit, Malik Manica this time. I believe it was Connor Dean on the last one. And Manica this time comes up and just blasts Lucas after about a – no, he's not going to get a half yard. He might have got back to the line of scrimmage. Well, they did move it about a half yard. So Manica coming up from his linebacker position and laying the wood again.
I guess he learned right there what it's like to hit a Mack truck. I don't know if when you're running the ball, the last person you want to see on that defense is probably Malik Manica.
You're right. Manica, I mean, he's so powerful. We've talked about it, you know, when he runs. But even on defense this year, I mean, he's had some of the biggest hits all year long. So that's going to bring up third down and 6, 3:17 to go before halftime. Rockets are up 21-0, and there's a flag on the play before anything happens. It's going to be a delay of game. Lucas didn't get the play off. didn't look like they were close to getting the playoffs. I mean, he was a good 5 seconds at least before, I mean, the linemen weren't even down yet. So not sure if it was just miscommunication or what. Nevertheless, it brings up third and 11 with the five-yard penalty. Lucas has one back off to his right. I believe that is Leland Cardwell. He's got three receivers, three up one side of him to his right side. He drops back on the pass. He's got to scramble around to the right. Not going to make it back to the original line of scrimmage. Forced out of bounds. Looks like probably about a yard loss, 1 yard loss maybe.
We haven't spoke about this enough tonight, but they come into this game, Collins, and they can throw the ball, and they've tried to tonight, but the secondary, Drain, Catlett, Brandon Davis, amongst others, they've done a great job of coverage. You saw the interception earlier on, which was great coverage.
Absolutely.
By Brandon Davis. And now, just right there, I was watching downfield. They were all over them.
They're sticking on them, just perfectly. So we got a timeout, looks like. Shelby County up 21-0. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back, and Shelby County should be receiving a punt.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's, during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate with Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's four chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend,
and your daughter's first musical recital, head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Hey, we welcome you back here to Robert Doyle Stadium, home of the Shelby County Rockets. And those Rockets still lead 21-0, 2:27 to go before halftime. Collins was able to get a first down just a few moments ago during this series, but they have since gotten up to a 4th-and-4 and have to punt the ball. But no, they're going to come back out, and they're going for it. 4th-and-4, Lucas gets the ball. He rolls to his left. He's got nothing going. He's going to have to scramble. Rockets all over him, but he's breaking tackles. He's going to be close to a first down. He's got it on a second effort. Gets hit about a yard shy of the 6. Able to kind of shake out of it, spin around to the right, and second effort, extra effort. Gets the first down by where I'm looking. Yeah, they're not even going to have to measure it. They gave him a first. Got about the length of the football, gets the first down.
That was all on the quarterback, Lucas. Great play. Should have been stopped several times and just made it happen. Get some momentum going forward to keep them in this game in the first half.
Absolutely. Huge play. We'll see if that leads to a score for them. Lucas gets a snap. He pitches it again to Connor White, who's coming around in a little receiver in motion screen type of thing. Not sure what you'd even call that. Well, the things are getting chippy down there. It looks like Devin Mantilla in on the tackle there. And got a little chippy. The ref's going to pull him off to the side and say something to him there. Mantilla made the tackle and kind of shoved his foot down, shoved the Collins Titans guy's foot down when he was getting up. So. Ref said something to him, probably told him that'd be the last time you do that if you want to play the rest of the game. And we got Lucas drops back on the... Oh, he's going down. Manica and Perry were both back there. Manica kind of comes through there on the just a bull rush, gets through the line of scrimmage. Lucas was looking downfield, and he had a man wide open. Maggard looked to be wide open, but couldn't get, didn't have enough time because Mr. Manica comes through, and Perry, if Manica hadn't gotten him, Perry was right there waiting. He wouldn't have gone too far.
That's the fourth sack on the night by the Rocket defense, and you can get in there. It doesn't matter who's open. If you don't have time to throw, you just got to try to make something happen, and he couldn't there because there was a host of Rockets around him, but Manica got in there first.
That's part of that internal clock that quarterbacks have to have. When you drop back, you have to have that clock ticking in your head, knowing you check off a couple receivers, and you got to get rid of the ball or tuck it and run, and Lucas has been good at doing that tonight. He's known when to tuck it and go, but not this time. Manica was too fast to get to him. Minute 23 to go till halftime. 21-0, Shelby County leads.
This has been everything you've wanted from Coach Shipley. You want to go in here. You want to keep them from scoring here. Of course, Shelby County will get the ball first in the second half. Very important to note there because you get a chance. If they don't score here, you get that ball first, you can go up 24-28. You can put this game close to out of reach early in the second half.
You're right. You're exactly right. So that's a huge, huge letdown for Collins. They picked up a first down on 4th-and-4, got some momentum, felt good about themselves, I'm sure, and then have that, something like that happen. So, and we got Luke. That's going to be picked off. Oh, was he able to get it? He was. Interception. We're going to see here. Ball got snapped before I thought. Lucas rolled around to the right and threw a bullet to the right side. Who was it that stepped in front of that? Catlett?
Keyshawn Catlett,
yeah.
Stepped in front.
stepped right in front of it, hit the ball, thought he was going to intercept it. Ball popped up in the air and then came back down, and I guess they're going to say he didn't hold on to it. He actually, I thought he caught it on the second try when he was coming down, but I guess it hit the ground and ended up not getting the interception. But it does bring up fourth down and seven. Collins again going for it from the Shelby County 46-yard line, fourth down and seven. Shelby County comes up playing that pressure D. They're showing a blitz. They got it. Seven guys in the box, eight guys in the box. Now one backs out. Mantilla drops back. Lucas gets it. He's flushed. He's rolling. He's looking. He's got pressure. He's going to go down. He's got four rockets all over him. Connor Dean, first one to hit him. Number 21 also in there. 21, Drew Mack. Got number 55, Jordy Rosoto there. Who else is in on that?
Just about everybody was in on that.
Ben Greenwell, I believe, was in on that one.
That is such a huge play by the Rocket defense. Not only that, I mean, it was a big-time gamble. Fourth and seven. You've only got two first downs on the night. I kind of question what they did. I know they're down 21-0, but now you give them great, great field position at the 42.
Again.
Almost in field goal range.
Absolutely.
For Josh Edwards of Shelby County.
You're right, and I wonder if Lucas maybe kind of feels that. If Coach Lucas is thinking, you know, hey, we got to get something going. It's worth a shot. We're already down three scores. What's it matter? Let's give it a shot. So I kind of get, I understand him if that's what his thinking process was. Drain gets the snap, rolls around to his right. He's got a man open. Keyshawn Catlett just threw his hands. Ball was thrown on a frozen rope. As Drain rolled around to the right, he took a big-time shot from number 28, Leland Cardwell there. Or is it, yeah, I believe it was Cardwell that got the hit on the quarterback, Tyler Drain. Drain threw an out pattern to number 3, Keyshawn Catlett, who was open. And the ball hit him in the hands, but he was stretched kind of. It was right along the sideline there, out of bounds. I'm not sure he could have stayed in if he'd have caught it anyway. He was trying to drag that foot. Second and 10, 1:03 to go before halftime.
I like the play call. It's minute and three. You've got time to run some plays. But I like that play. Again, coming on first down, I think if you're Collins, you fully expect them to run the ball, to give it to their horses, run the ball. Hit that ball and get it in the air and see what you can make happen. Just the throw was a little bit wide of him. Good play on the sideline. I mean, it was really close to being a reception. That would have been a great catch.
I love the play call as well. Good point bringing that up. That's the second time as Drain gets the snap there, hands it off to Manica, and he's got nothing going up the middle. It's going to be stopped for maybe a short gain, possibly 1 yard. We got some more pushing and shoving going on as the players get up. But you brought up the great point, you know, to keep Collins guessing, and I love the play call as well. First play of the game, that halfback pass. You know, it's the second time we've seen them do something like that. But I believe we're going to have a Shelby County timeout. 53 seconds to go, so we'll take a quick pause. I believe it's a 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
All right, we're back. Third down and nine. Tyler Drain takes the snap. He's looking downfield. He's got a man open. Well, he is able to hold on to that ball. Devin Mantilla, Tyler Drain threw a beautiful pass on a post pattern being ran by number 10, Devin Mantilla. Ball goes all the way down to about the 5. It's hard to tell where they're going to spot it. Amazing catch. He was actually somersaulted in the air on the hit, and there was a flag on the play, which is going to be pass interference on Collins. Mantilla was able to hold on to that ball. That's a SportsCenter top 10 right there.
That is a top 10, one of the better high school plays you will see this season, to go up and get that ball. You know the hit is coming.
Two players on him, just draped all over him. Wow, unbelievable play. Beautiful throw. We talked about Drain, you know, progressing as a throwing quarterback, and just threw a beautiful ball there. Devin Mantilla, the young receiver, able to go up and catch it in the air, takes a nasty hit, gets flipped upside down, comes down, holds on to the ball. Penalty declined, obviously. First down, Rocket. Drain gets it, hands it off to Mack. Mack bounces off to the left. Nobody's going to get him. He's in for another touchdown, his third of the night. From 7 yards out, and they're going to go up 27-0, and the route is on.
Again, kind of question. I know what we're saying about going forward. It was fourth and seven, but a great play by the Rockets. That pass was fantastic. And
beautiful.
Better yet, they didn't have to use a timeout. First down stops the clock. And that was the easiest touchdown run of the night for Manic. And I think that just took the wind out of the sails for Collins, that big play.
That may be the backbreaker there that just does it. Because you hate to give up a score to your rival. You hate to give up four of them in the half, and you definitely hate to give up the fourth one right before halftime when you just had a first down on your previous offensive possession and thought you had something going. It's just one thing after another going wrong for Collins. Kick is up and good, 28-0 now, 33 seconds to go. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be right back.
Your ability to put in long, productive days can be limited by the equipment you have to work with. While you're out working day in and day out, Case IH is creating equipment to fit your farm, helping you manage the day-to-day challenges and maximize your opportunities. Case IH can help you be ready. See your local Case IH dealer in Shelbyville, Jacoby Sales, or visit caseih.com. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
And welcome back. Thanks for joining us. If you're just tuning in, it's a blowout on hand so far. 28-0. Rockets are up huge after Malik Manica's third touchdown run of the night. We talked about him getting all the tough yards. That was the easiest one. You mentioned that's the easiest one he's had all night. And Edwards' kickoff, and again, goes into the end zone for a touchback. Getting back to Manica's run there. Drain handed it off. Manica goes, puts that foot down like he's going to roll through the middle of the line. It was pretty well clogged up. He planted that foot, took one little juke to the left, and was just wide open. Nobody was over there, so he just kind of walked it in. And again, Shelby County flexing their muscles.
Well, it was a great play by Manica once again. You mentioned the middle was clogged up, and I think Collins knew, hey, they've got one timeout left. They can afford to go up the middle with Manica, and he bounced it out. And again, that's the easiest touchdown. I haven't seen all of them this year. But that was probably the easiest one he's going to get the entire year. That's number 15 on the year for Malik Manica.
Wow. Yeah, I could have even ran that one in. It was so wide open over there. Lucas gets the snap, hands the ball off. I believe it's number one, Connor White again. It's hard to see. No, that was number 37 on the carry there, Pookie Murphy this time. He was able to kind of get through and bounce it off to the left side and get a couple yards.
The key is, could you have run that in now at this age?
Well, I'd walk it in. I'm not
okay.
Running and let
right.
The dogs chasing me. Hand off again to Pookie. Pookie breaks through. That was the second one, and he's able to get a first down on about a 7 or 8 yard carry there. He got 9 yards on the first carry. Going to be 2.8 seconds left. We'll have one more play before halftime. And we got Collins going to take a timeout. So maybe Lucas is over here going to try to maybe draw up some kind of trickery, maybe a little hook and ladder type of play. Some, you know, remember the old Music City Miracle with the Titans and the Rams?
Yeah.
Was it Frank Wycheck gets the
Frank
ball and
Wycheck.
Throws it across the field? And I believe it was Kevin Dyson.
Kevin Dyson.
I can't believe I remembered that. No momentum. You talked about it. You know, they did have a little bit of momentum. Well, they got two first downs,
and that's it.
I mean, that's
actually three first downs now.
Yeah, to state the obvious, it's hard to win when you don't get first down. You know, I'm no coach by any means. I'm no football philosopher. But even I know that. If you don't get first downs, it's going to be awfully hard to win. Pookie Murphy with another nice run. He's had a couple of nice runs in this series. And I believe that may be a personal foul penalty.
Well, you don't want to see this from Shelby County. You want to see them, as far as penalties are concerned, you want to keep this game clean. And that was a personal foul.
It
was
yeah.
A face mask.
15-yard
so
face mask.
Give
man.
Them a chance to you're
take
in
a field goal.
Now, still pretty long. I mean, you could still long field goal, but you've got a chance for Hail Mary. I don't know what their kicker is, what his range is.
I'm not sure either, but it looks like they've brought him out. He's going to at least try it, and you're talking about 40,
48?
Yeah, 48-yard field goal if they... But no, they're going to keep the offense on the field. It looks for a minute like they were lining up for a field goal. Yeah, they are. I thought they were. I thought there was a kicker out there.
They've got Perry back deep to possibly catch this ball if it's short.
I believe this is number 9, Noah Bruner, their kicker. Got another flag on the play. It's going to be a false start. False start. Wow, that's not what you need for Collins. You got a chance to get some points, and a false start moves back 5 yards. Now, I don't know what his distance is, but you're talking about a 54-yard field goal.
Keep an eye on Perry down there, because if this is short, he's got a chance to return this.
Yeah.
And you don't have your main guys on the field to protect, to tackle.
Right. You've got mostly linemen and blockers on there for Collins. You know, they're not known for tackling, but here we go. The snap is a little bit high. Ball gets down. Yeah. Line drive kick, that's not going to make it. Off to the left and about 10 yards shy. But it was worth the effort, so Collins misses a field goal, 54-yard field goal to end the half. Rockets lead 28-0 going into halftime. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back and go over some stats, and maybe we might get a chance to talk with Sally Zimmerman, the athletic director here at Shelby County. So join us back here on 93.3 WXLN Radio.